hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM shortwave talk radio.
You know, for a program that I would deem as probably one of the most important that I've ever done, we had a bank of callers, and some of you have hung up. Now, I hope it's because you had to go to the bathroom, and it's not because you were impatient, and it was taking too long for you to get on air. I hope that wasn't the reason. Deloitte in Idaho. Hello, Deloitte.
Hello, John. How are you today?
I am reassessing, my friend.
Well, I'm calling because I want to give Richard a little word of advice. He wants to know what to do, and what I suggest he do is go to meetup.com and join his local Ron Paul meetup group. Associate himself with survival, people who are interested in surviving the problems that we're facing, and get out there and do something, regardless of what the mainstream media says. Ron Paul is kicking some tail, and we got to get our delegates in there. The Republican Party is putting all kinds of conditions and stuff, trying to tell people they got to pay $1,000 if they want to come into the meeting, and you know, pledge $1,000. And what I understand is the Republican Party is not receiving the donations. The figure that I heard was like it was down 80%. Mm-hmm. Well, Ron Paul doesn't have that problem. He's got plenty of backers, and if we all get in there and work hard, we can pull Ron Paul to the top.
I believe that you're right, Deloitte. And you know, as I mentioned earlier, and I didn't give any background on this, but the idea that Representative Barney Frank wants to take the FHA. And I'll just give you a little quick excerpt. I don't want to do the whole story. I'll do it at a later time. But he wants lenders would have to agree to wipe out part of their debt, and the borrowers would have to show that they could afford a new mortgage. They also want they would have to agree to share any future profits on homes with the government. So, in other words, if you sell it or whatever the case may be, I mean, I'm looking at this. It's earmarked at $300 billion. $300 billion is not going to take care of the problem because they're only dealing with a million mortgages. Now, having said that, there's millions and millions, I think 472 or 75 million mortgages set to reset this year, these subprime mortgages. But the problem with this is that they're going to do this bill. They're going to demand that the Federal Reserve make those funds available. Uncle Sammy has to borrow the $300 billion, and if it's $300 billion, you can also count on one thing, and it's going to be double or triple that cost. But us taxpayers, we're on the hook again. They're going to Guido the banker to borrow this money at interest, and it's going to be laid on the backs of the taxpayers. Well, the real problem and the real root of this cause is the financial system, the economics, and the banking system in this country. I'm going to get Barney Frank's butt in Ron Paul's chair, in his office, by hook or by crook. I don't care how I have to do it. But these insane people in Washington, D.C., that think that they're doing the job for the American people and trying to help them, either Barney Frank is an idiot, or he's just another consummate politician that just wants to make people feel better with a Band-Aid.
Deloitte, another idiot.
Hang on a second. I'll carry you through the break. 800-313-9443. I want to hear from you.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to Internet-Grocer.net. That's Internet-Grocer.net. Grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, I had an opportunity to sit and talk with Tom Lizardo, and that's the chief of staff for Ron Paul out of his Washington, D.C. office. And I'll tell you what, folks, he was angry and upset. He didn't like the way Ron Paul is being treated. And he told me, he said, I'm going to be with this guy until either he dies or I do. And he says, but you got to understand something. He says, you know, when Ron Paul says the Ron Paul Revolution, he's not, this is just not a cute little tag that's catchy that people remember. This is to bring forth the very best in this country, to come into the aid, to come to the aid of this country. And as I've said before, you know, now is a good time for all men to come to the aid of their country is not a typing exercise. That's what Mr. Paul and his people are about. That's what I'm about. Deloitte, I'm sorry, I just wanted to get that out before I'd forgotten about it.
Oh, that's okay. I just want to tell Richard that there's a lot he can do, and if he gets into the meetup groups and starts doing some networking, he'll find out that there's a lot of people that are for Ron Paul, and we are learning how to use this Republican machine so that we can get ahead, and they're not liking it very much. They're standing up and walking out of meetings. They're placing unrealistic expectations on delegates. They're trying everything they can to get rid of us. Mm-hmm. And they're really scared. They're scared and they're running.
And
we need to just keep chasing them.
And
keep
Deloitte, them. That's exactly where we want them, because heretofore they never feared us.
But that's because they had all the rules. They were using their own rules to their benefit.
That's right.
And now we're learning how to use them because we're fed up. And now they're really worried. And I'm a micro broadcaster, and I've done some talking with other people, and I think that there's going to be another micro broadcaster going up somewhere down in the Boise area pretty soon, because he is way up in his Republican Party, and, you know, the Ron Paul Republican Party, and he did an interview with one of the TV stations or radio stations in the area, and it was about a two-minute interview, and they cut it down. And he said it was it had a lot of substance in it, but what was finally aired was 20 seconds of nothing.
Yeah.
And he was upset, so now he's looking to put up a micro-broadcaster. And the more people we find like that and energize, the sooner we can pull this off, because we've got to arrest all those criminals in Washington. And there's over 540 of them that need to be arrested and not let out on bail for treason and war crimes and crimes against humanity.
We will take the worst of them, and we will do exactly that. For the ones that have been kind of skirting around and shrugging their duties of a U.S. senator or congressman, we're going to give them a chance to jump on board. If not, they can walk the plank.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Deloitte. And
thank you, John.
Thank you for what you're doing, sir.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
All right. I just want to give you a blurb here to kind of set the tone here of what I'm feeling today, folks. You know, after talking with this woman, it was about a half hour to broadcast, after talking to that woman from Vietnam that had literally watched hundreds of thousands of her countrymen die, and then watched the United States walk out of Vietnam, and Khmer Rouge killing, I don't know how many, a million, 2 million, nobody knows. The bodies are buried. She said, that country, you know, what you see on the news, oh, it's a great trading partner, and Vietnam's really coming up. She said, no, it's not. It's worse now than it was before. And I looked at her, and I says, and look what we're doing in Iraq right now. I said, do you realize we've killed over a million Iraqis to democratize and bring them the International Monetary Fund and Mickey D's? She just shook her head. When I drove up to the light, I started to cry, folks. Because a lot of people have died at the hands of this government. But the reason that a lot of people have died at the hands of this government is because we have allowed them to. We have not done our due diligence. We have not stood up for this Constitution. We have not backed those that would back that Constitution. And yes, I am hopeful one day to really set things right and to make this government once again respect its people. I don't necessarily need the government to fear its people. In some cases, that's a good thing. But I want them to respect the people by holding up the Constitution, the oath that they gave when they took office. Florida Supremes to make senior judges swear oaths. Florida Supreme Court Chief Justice R. Fred Lewis announced today that he will henceforth require senior judges to swear a loyalty oath at the beginning of each term. The announcement came on the heels of a two-year push by Florida legal researcher Bob Hurt to convince the Florida government to start obeying U.S. and Florida loyalty oath laws. It took this man 2 years. Hurt's achievement proved that a single-minded devotion by a sole person can improve government through persistence, determination, and standing on the right side of the law. However, that work may have made worse problems because it revealed that all Florida's elected and appointed officers are felons because of invalid or missing loyalty oaths. Hurt began his loyalty oath research project in the summer of 2006. He quickly discovered that the State Department had removed from the election-related forms. The jurat, it's called, provides the place for a notary or other officer to sign and seal the document. Without the executed jurat on the oath forms, candidates cannot lawfully run for office. And if elected, they cannot lawfully hold office, perform official duties, or accept compensation for those duties. Hurt discovered that the first Jeb Bush administration removed the jurat from downloadable election forms in the year 2000. As a result of numerous communications with the State Department officials, the Division of Elections restored the jurat in the summer of 2007. He also discovered in communications with officials at the Office of State Courts Administrator that elected judges swore a loyalty oath only once at the beginning of the first term. However, they did not swear the oath at the beginning of subsequent terms, and thereby they violated the law. As a result of numerous communications between Hurt and the OSCA officials, the OSCA issued a memo in October of 2007 to all state chief judges urging them to swear their loyalty oaths anew so as to comply with the law. And in October and November of 2007, many judges complied with the memo, swearing new loyalty oaths before the notaries. Why is this important? How can you be a judge? How can you be an elected official? How can you be a police chief? How can you be anything in this country, in any office of any authority or power whatsoever, when you're not demonstrating and swearing your allegiance and loyalty to the oath of your office by way of the Constitution? How? Here's where we start hounding them to death and holding them accountable. How can you swear an oath to the Constitution when you're trying to put me in a hole by ignoring the very same? You see where I'm going with this? One man took the state of Florida on, and he won. One issue, one man. Mike in Indiana. Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon, John. I wish I had an hour I could spend with you on the air. This is a nice therapy session. Thank you.
Well, it's therapeutic for me, too. I'm a student, but I'm also a teacher.
I think first and foremost what we can do, and I don't mean to sound selfish, is you got to take care of yourself first.
Yes.
By that, you know, get your ducks in order, and you talk every day about, you know, what ducks you got to get in order, so I won't even go into that. And then from there, you know, like what I've tried to do, what I've done myself, and you know, you, every day you go through and feel like you haven't done enough. But besides talking until I was blue in the face and writing letters to my, you know, the editor, to my fingers about fell off. I'm a micro broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
I have been for years. I ran for school board in this small district. As in a week it don't go by that I didn't win, but somebody doesn't come up to me, you know, and say, gee, I wish you'd won. You gonna run again? And one thing you have to do, at least what I've found, and if you need to interrupt me, go ahead, please. But you have to learn where to pick your battles and who to waste your time talking to and planting seeds with and not. There's people out there that you're just not going to get anywhere with. Don't waste your time with them.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Mike. What impact do you think, you being a micro-broadcaster and airing this program, what effect do you think that it's having?
Well, in this small community here, we have one decent-sized employer that I know for a fact there's people in there that listen. He runs three shifts, and I know that in there there's people that listen, and they're telling people. Cause I run into this one fella, maybe several times a month, and he comes right up to me. He goes, "Man, I've been telling this person," and you know, the word gets around, and you know, and by doing that, you know, I guess you can say you're planting seeds, and people are the light bulb, the pull chain, a few of them. Start to come on. That's what I find with that. But you know, what I've learned is there's a lot of psychology in all this.
There is. Mike, hold on a second.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, you can hear that break music coming. I know you've heard it a million times. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. I'm expecting your call today.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Yeah, Mike, I'm still waiting for Mike out there west of me to set up that micro here in Round Rock. I had one at my house for a year until the fine folks, I think they were from Dallas, showed up at my door, at which time we promptly disassembled the unit and moved it to another location. But people up here in Round Rock, Texas, have been without any programming of this sort now for a couple of years, and I'm still waiting for Mike to get up off his dead backside.
Yeah, it isn't that hard to do, and it's a lot of fun.
Yes, it is.
Something else I found and is the gentleman who called in before, earlier, I can't remember his name, was talking about the job that Cyrus Schofield did on the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the beginning of the ejection seat Christendom.
Yes, I found it, you've probably read it on a website called VDare. It was an article wrote by Chuck Baldwin called Christian Idolatry.
Yeah, he writes, he's an exclusive writer for News with Views, as a matter of fact.
If you want to stop one of these worthless, I call them pulpit puppets and these idiots taking up pew space, just throw at him this article, Christian Idolatry. That's probably one of the best things. I mean, you talk about a loaded gun, and I mean, it's absolutely fantastic what he talks about. But No, what I found, and I'll go and get off of here, is you just there's certain people that you can throw the seeds at and see if they take hold. Real quick, now I will get off. I think this, like right now, there's a little bit of a lull in the action because this pre-staged horse race on the other side. But once it becomes more apparent which puppet we're going to get, Obama, the rock star, or Hillary, then you know that when she's facing John McCain, and then with these fuel prices and everything else, I got a feeling that's going to be this summer here, John, could make the summer of 68 look like a cakewalk.
I do believe you might be right there, Mike.
And you might get some people to start waking up. John, I'll let you go, and thank you very much. May God bless.
Okay, you too, sir. And
Thanks, sir.
Thank you for the service of your fellow countrymen by making the stand, just as Mark did down in Kentucky, to put up a low power. It has an astounding effect. I've had Round Rock police officers driving by this office and going, what happened to the radio programming? We miss it. Well, I'm sorry, you have to drive on the south side of Round Rock on a high ground to hear the station out of Austin. The guy that drove by and said that to me, it's exactly what he did. Folks, do you hear me? Do you understand where I'm going with this? Do you feel me? You know, it's about attitude. I want to take a couple of minutes here, and then Deborah, Gary, DJ, Sharon, Bill, and others will take all of your calls. But it is about attitude. You've got to get your mind right. You know, I don't think I've ever told this story, or maybe I have, and I'd forgotten. My sister had a boyfriend at one time. He was a strapping Irish guy. He stood about 6'3", went about 265 pounds, and there wasn't one, I don't think there was a 0.5% of body fat on this guy's body. Flaming red hair, blue-eyed, real patriot. But he had a problem in how he dealt with certain situations. One day, one of the guns that he ordered showed up via the UPS with a woman knocking at his door to sign the receipt for it. He looked at the box, looked at the lady, and he said, well, wait a minute, don't go anywhere. This box has been opened. I need to inspect it to see if I'm going to take delivery of it. And she goes, oh, no, it's okay. I opened up the box. And he said, why did you do that? He says, well, because we're mandated by our employer to check serial numbers on these guns and then make sure that they are registered. He popped a cork. And I'm telling you, when this guy popped a cork, you would not want to be in his way, or you wouldn't want to be on the other side of a brick wall because he'd come through it right at you. And I'm telling you, I've never experienced such power in a human being before. But his power was in his muscle, not in his mind. So I told him, I said, look, he called up the Westland Police Department in Michigan, just absolutely scolding these guys. If you people think you're going to get my guns, well, come and get them now. I told him, I said, I found out about this later. I said, that's not the way you handle this. So I told him, I said, pick me up Saturday morning. We're going to go to the cop shop. When he picked me up, his eyeballs almost fell out of his head. Because like I have on today, my black T-shirt with police on it, I not only had the black baseball cap and a police shirt, I had the tactical vest, the black BDUs, bloused with black combat boots, the dual rig 45, and I promptly marched right into the police station. What did I have in hand? Jack McLam's Vampire Killer 2000. The chief of police wasn't there, and the commander in watch was at lunch, or he was out of the office. The guy at the PBX snapped to attention. Sir, can I help you? I said, yes. I said, this material is to be disseminated amongst the rank and file. And if there's any questions, there's my card and there's my phone number. And I turned around and walked away. Yes, sir, we'll do it right away. He couldn't believe I even walked out of that police station. I walked in there with loaded 45s looking like a cop, and they didn't even question it. Why? Because of the attitude. Because of the attitude. There have been many conversations that I've had with police chiefs and captains and lieutenants and sergeants behind closed doors in the wee hours of the morning, and I could hear the locked gates slamming behind me. And I sat there and I looked right square in these guys' eyes and I told them, here's the deal. One of these days, don't make me shoot you. Become an American and follow that Constitution. Attitude, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, let's get back on track here with your calls today, folks. And the reason I'm doing this, and I'll just recap just in case you've tuned in, is that we have got to reassess what we're doing and why we're doing it, and for those of you who are not doing anything or next to nothing, to reconsider your position. And it's not beyond the scope of me saying on this program that because of your inaction, it's not helping the situation at all. There is a lot of people putting their necks on the line. And the old saying is, well, you know, if they don't hang us all together, they're going to hang us separately. Well, it's a hell of a lot harder to deal with huge numbers of people. What are you going to do at that point when all as we're demanding is that the law be followed, the Constitution reinstated in this country, that we have an honest money system? All this is not only right, just, and true, it's the law. And that we demand of these people that they follow the law and adhere to the oath that they gave when they took office. And if you cannot, for whatever reason, fulfill the obligations of your office, It's time for you to go. That is the attitude that we must adopt. Simply to follow the law. Deborah in Texas. Hello, Deborah.
Hi, Sean.
Hi.
I've been listening to you for a while now, and I'm just curious about one thing. I hear you and Alex Jones talking about let's do something and why isn't anybody doing anything? And my question is, why aren't you guys using your voice that you have going across the airways through these micro broadcasters and wherever they're going to organize us? Why aren't we marching on Washington? Why aren't we up there with signs and protests? And that's every movement I've ever known of in my life, the civil rights movement, the women's movement, the suffrage movement. I mean, you have to do something, and that is something to do. And I'm just curious why.
Well, there's a distinct difference between Alex and myself. Alex has this penchant for wanting to scare the hell out of people.
Oh, I know. He just yells a lot.
Well, but that's okay, because I guess if if you want to get somebody's attention in a crowded theater, just try whispering the word fire and you get a reaction. I don't necessarily agree with how Alex approaches it. I sometimes have doubted his sincerity and what he was doing, but, you know, as I sit back and reflect on Mr. Jones and the work that he's done, I don't for 1 minute doubt his patriotism and his love of this country, but I sometimes question how he goes about doing it. But you're right, Deborah, but understand this. I wished I had the luxury of being an Alex Jones, that I was on somebody else's network, that, you know, my bills were paid. You know, being the head of a network and doing programming on the network and trying to do the best I can with the limited resources that I do have, it is a monumental. Deborah, if you held a gun to my head and said, okay, I want to hear your story here in the next 2 minutes, otherwise you're dead, I couldn't deliver, begin to even tell you in 2 minutes or less how much of a burden and a responsibility. And it's a burden that I welcome. Don't misunderstand me. But to do it with so limited funds, it's maddening to me, because there is so much more that I could be doing. I would
so if
very
we were
much
all contributing more to you, then we would march on Washington and have our voices heard.
If I had the funds to operate this network and I was free to move about the country and go about sitting down in Mr. Paul's office or going to this location or going to that location, you bet your bottom dollar, ma'am. You bet bottom dollar.
I'm ready to put money where my mouth is, so I'll send you some money. But I want somebody to organize something, and let's do it.
Well, and the old adage, and I'm tired of hearing this, Deborah, and I know you've heard it ad nauseum 101 million times. You know that, oh gosh, the Patriots, you know, they're like throwing wild feral cats into a pillowcase. There's always a fight. That we can agree on 95%, but when it comes down to a lousy few percent on different subjects, well, we're willing to throw the whole thing right into the lake. This,
how about a time and a date and a theme?
Well, and I welcome those people, and we need the people. Look, I'll give you an example. G. Edward Griffin. I know Ed pretty well. Ed's coming in town the 29th. Ed's going to be down at the Brave New Bookstore.
Right.
Ed Griffin didn't call me to say, hey, you know, you need to let the people in Central Texas know I'm coming down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lack of communications. It's called piss-poor planning.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a lot of it.
Yes, it is. So I stand at the ready, ma'am, and I will use this network and its outreach. And speaking of outreach, we're not big enough yet. With the limited funds that we have done absolutely... Deborah, I couldn't even begin to explain to you. We have pulled literally miracles off. And there's a lot of people that are now listening to this network, not because John Stadtmiller runs it or that people need to hear John Stadtmiller's message. I don't care who delivers the message. The important thing is that the message is delivered. And the one thing, Deborah, that a lot of people don't have in this country, they don't have hope because they're not in contact with other people that want to make a change, and that's not a campaign slogan. That's a reality.
Well, I really believe that the radio station, this broadcasting network, is how it's going to be organized, whatever.
It's the only way I saw. That's why I've been doing it for 15 years. That's why I'm still taking heat. And there's a lot of people out there that misunderstood my motives or didn't like the way I handled things or my approach. As I explained earlier today, yes, I do have a temper. I don't really cotton to a lot of falderall and foolishness, and I'll let you know what I think. But on the other end of that spectrum, personally, I've got a heart of mush. I truly am, believe it or not. For anybody that's incurred the wrath of my anger, yeah, there's a real viable living human being here that's compassionate, that cares.
Well, I appreciate your program, and I'm going to be listening for that time and day.
Well, ma'am, we're going to work toward it, and I appreciate your call, Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mike.
Gary in Michigan. Hello, Gary.
John, you were asking why you don't think some of the people carry the cross, and what I feel like a lot of people need to get some confidence and become empowered. And I know I've taken a look at what I'm doing, and I used to speak to the choir. And now when I go out, I carry Freedom to Fascism, and somebody says, oh, my God, aren't the prices bad in the store? I strike up a conversation and hand them that.
There you go.
And these are not people. Before, you know, you become involved in organizations, and you still need to do that. You know, I went in the 15th into Washington. I happen to be from Texas, but I'm up in Michigan right now getting some medical attention. And I went into Washington, and I was a little disturbed. There was probably, to be real truthful, in there about 700 people to that Ron Paul rally.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime I said, well, was that a waste of money? But it wasn't because at least you made a presence. But I find out that what's going to really stir the people is the economic conditions that are going to start coming aboard here in the United States. And that's the issue I think we have to speak to.
Well,
I was in a
yeah.
Aldi's grocery store, and somebody said, oh, my God, look at the price of eggs went up.
Hmm.
And I said, do you want to know why? And so I turned around and had a Freedom to Fashion, and I handed that out with a copy of Money Masters, because they kind of go together.
Sure.
And before I got out of that car, before I got out of that store, I handed 11 copies out to people I'd never even seen. They started coming up and talking to you, and these were, you know, I don't know if it does any good, but if you get to one person out of the 11, you've did some good.
Do you know, Gary, I've told the story on air before, describing the man that was constantly haranguing me. I was well on my way to being an upwardly mobile yuppie, self-absorbed and all of these things. And, well, he was trying to make an impact on me, and he would give me some paperwork, or he'd pull me aside and tell me something. I would promptly walk into my office, whatever he gave me. I'd throw in a trash can. I'd stand there and smile at him while he was talking to me. I wasn't hearing a word the man was saying. Well, and circumstances came around that I was a captive audience. He sent another gentleman over, a friend of mine, dear friend of mine, that has now passed, Mr. Jack Otto. He died last summer. But that's the man that came to my house, because this guy, he didn't have all the communicative skills that that Jack Otto had. Jack came over to my house for 8 hours, and that set the course. But my question is, how many other John Statmullers are there out there that can do some of the things that I've done, and even better than I've done them? We have a resource of people and minds and passion and a love of this country out there. Let's ignite them. Let's get them on board. And, Gary, what I've said about Freedom to Fascism, this is the perfect time. I applaud you for what you're doing. You probably would have never had a circumstance to reach these people because it's economics right now. This is what they understand is the money is flying out of the wallet, and they don't know where it's going.
Well, and you can also build. I have another real good friend of mine that I got him involved in it, and I make copies of DVDs for him and send them out, and I just sent a package of about 30 of them out this week. And you can empower some of those people. They may not have the wherewithal to do this, but, you know, I have a duplicating machine, so I can duplicate some of this stuff and get the message out. And pretty quick you get a network, but you can't preach to the people that are in the movement. You've got to go out and try to get new people. If I sit here on the phone and commiserate with everybody, it just doesn't do any good.
A friend of mine called me from Memphis. He told me almost 4 weeks ago about the Homeland Security and what they're doing. We did the story yesterday about the consolidation of the police forces. I did a program on a Thursday, and I was highly upset. He called me after the program to ask me how I was doing. I promptly hung up on him. Now, I've talked to him since then, and he understood why I did that. But I don't need, after somebody listens to me for 2 hours that fully understands what I've said and why I've said it, to call me up and ask me how I'm feeling. Hell, you just heard it for 2 hours. What, do you want to hear it in a personal message? Good man, though. Very good man.
We have an opportunity here with our economic conditioning spiraling down to really have an impact on people. A lot more people are listening now because it's affecting their pocketbook. Not only the people that can't afford it, but there's a lot of people out there now. When I went to a doctor the other day, I just flat-handed him copies of Freedom to Fascism.
That's what I did. The next time I go in,
I ask him, do you get a chance to look at that? He said, no. I said, when are you going to get a chance?
Yeah.
And so you just kind of got a hammer on them.
Just a little.
Just a little bit, but you've just got to go out and find the people that are completely ignorant of the facts and try to educate them. But you got to be involved in your groups too. You got to support your groups.
Sure.
Because you can get other people to do the same thing. I never feel like I do enough. And I think all of us feel that way.
I feel that way every day, Gary. And I'm telling you, I've got more projects and more things to do than I have money in which to do them with. And I don't know if people, I don't think they distrust me, but they don't understand the real impact that this network has and where we want to take this and the people we want to reach. It's the only, 15 years ago, I made the decision to do this, and it's the only way I know how, to be a conduit, to be a voice, to be an organizer, to be that central, that striking point that we can make a difference. Gary, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. To our affiliates out there, beware. If you got to take this upcoming break, do it. But we're not doing it here at the network. So mid-sentence, cut me off if you have to. Sharon in Texas. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, John. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, I have just a couple of things. I think this is a great show. I listen to you all the time. Okay, first thing about Alex and you. Alex is like a carnival barker. He gets us in, and then once we get in the tent, then we find everybody else is there. That's how I found you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a good guy.
Yeah. Didn't say he wasn't. I just don't agree with some of his tactics.
I know. Well, you know, you're more of a conversationalist, so I listen to you for that. And I think probably all of us that listen to different people, I like Lee Rogers. I listen to like the guy that's on your show from 2 to 4.
Herzog.
You know, we get something from everybody.
Right.
The second thing I wanted to say is I do what I can when I can. I love to volunteer I was a delegate,
mm-hmm.
and I went to that all-day Saturday thing, which was really interesting for
mm-hmm.
the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
Never done that before, learned a lot. And, you know, I think a way to kind of inform your friends is kind of be like an entertainment center, right? Everybody was like, well, then what happened? And then what did you do? And,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of make it fun. Because, mm-hmm. you know, so many of the callers have said that this is scaring everybody and it's really hard to get people to listen. And I agree, that's one of the hardest things. And if I cache it in a way that's not so scary, sometimes I can say what I need to say. But I'm finding more people I can talk to, but also it's hard.
Well, and it is, and we've never claimed that it was easy. If somebody were to tell me, you know, 15 years ago that, hey, you're going to be a radio broadcaster. Oh, you're going to run your own. You're going to start two networks. You're going to run your own network. If they would have told me how hard this was going to be, would I have done it? I don't know that I would have. To be honest with you, Sharon, I don't know that I would have. But I am there is not one day in retrospect that I ever regret doing the things that I've done. What I really regret is having the lack of funds that we can be doing even more. And now is the time to do it. Sharon, I thank you for your call.
Can I say one more thing?
One more thing.
you know something, John? You and I can't save the world. And this is about everybody stepping up to the plate. I think you're doing an awesome job, and I wish I could do more, too. But you know what? I think this is also about the rest of the people on this planet waking up.
I agree, but let's take care of our home front first, and then we can go out and help other people.
Thanks for letting me be on your show.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you for your call. Bill in West Virginia. Hello, Bill.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Yeah, I keep up the fight because it's easier to do now that everything is in people's faces right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it a lot easier to talk to people now than I did 15 years ago. And I fight because of my grandchildren. We got to have a better world for them to live in what we see coming.
Oh, buddy, I try to let my imagination go and try to fathom how bad it's going to be. But even if it's half as bad as I imagine it, it's going to be a living hell for your grandchildren.
Absolutely, because darkness is coming.
It is. It is.
And I've talked to you several times about this, but if we don't fight, they're going to overwhelm us.
Yeah.
And you have to fight.
Yes. There's no other alternative. There is none that I can see, and I'm doing what I saw the best avenue to take to educate people. I mean, you can start militias, you can do a bunch of other things, but until people understand what this government is supposed to be, what this country is about, you're nowhere. If you're not teaching them the basics and the fundamentals, they don't get it. That was part of the problem I had with the 9/11 issue, that so many people were rolling into this thing that could have given a damn less if the government tomorrow up and said, hey, the Constitution's null and void. That's it. Everybody go home.
Yes, sir. And they had this all in place before 9/11.
Yes, sir.
And it's all scripted.
Yes, sir. Bill, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you, John.
And
keep it up.
Okay, we're here for your grandkids. We're here for ourselves, folks. We're here for the future generations of this country. And the question is this country worth saving? To me, that's a rhetorical question. Randall in Texas. Hello, Randall.
Hello, John. I just wanted to, I guess, reiterate what you're already saying and been saying for years, and that is, you know, it's not our fight, but we have to stand up in the fight. It's God's fight against Satan, and we're not asked to stand up and win, but we're asked to stand up in good faith. And I think it's happening, and I think largely by people like you that are standing up and doing what you can do with just minimal resources and all. Like Deborah mentioned, the march up there. Well, what happened to March on April 15? But I think that was such a busy time, and it was too short of a
fuse
on it. And
again, the public relations from the Granny Warriors was not done. The only
right.
thing we had up on the banner, on the website, was a banner for the march. And it was ill-conceived, and the timing was bad. I agree with that.
But I tell you, there is hope, and that is we've got, for instance, the Bastrop County, and I understand many counties of the Republican Party, and I'm not a Republican necessarily. I'm an independent. But Bastrop County that I attended as a delegate passed English only, closed the borders, Trans-Texas Corridor against it, mm-hmm. against the Federal Reserve, IRS, and pardon Campos and Ramos, the two Border Patrol agents.
Yes.
And, you know, that gives me hope. And then I talked to a guy at a Appleseed Revolutionary War history deal that they were doing open sites shooting out at 400 yards up here in Texas, and there'll be more of those. And he told me that in Tarrant County, they passed almost the same kind of deal there, and then they said, well, it was only in Texas, and they said, no, I heard it was also in Michigan. So, mm-hmm. you know, this thing is not, it's not over.
No, it's not, but we need more power. We need more juice here behind the, can I call it the transmitter here, to get more people on board.
Right. Regarding G. Edward Griffin, we're having a videotape Friday night at the Old China Emperor again, and it's entitled "An Idea Whose Time Has Come." And then on the 29th, he's going to be at the Jester Dormitory, room A121A. So it kind of runs backwards and forwards the same, which is at 21st and Speedway. And
all right.
Then he's going to be at the bookstore at 9 o'clock. So 8 to 9, he's going to be at the
dormitory. And what I don't understand is why Ed's people didn't call this network so we would make people aware of this in Central Texas again.
Well, you know, just maybe he tried like an email, things get intercepted by the bad boys.
No. Didn't happen that way, Randall. But at any rate,
I don't know either. But
yeah, okay, Randall, thank you. I appreciate it, my friend. I've got a load of calls here, and I'm going to try to get to everybody, folks. I'm telling you, you know, if I had the resources right now, I mentioned the Vampire Killer 2000. Carol, I know you're listening to the program. If I had the money right now, I'd fly out to Idaho. I'd be sitting on Jack McLam's desk helping him to do the revamp and the reissue of that Vampire Killer 2000 to hand out to our police right now, because we did this back in the 90s. Tens of thousands of copies went into the hands of law enforcement in this country. It's important, Jack. Get on the stick. Travis in Texas. Hello, Travis.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey, I just kind of stumbled across your network 6 months ago, just kind of breezing through, seeking, and heard Alex Jones, you know, in the noon hour or so. And of course, I knew Alex. I've lived in Austin my whole life, and you can't live in Austin, Texas. And not
know who Alex is. That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, billboard into my head, sitting there and listening to that lady talk earlier that we need more people involved. And I said, man, billboards. First thing that came to my mind.
Billboards is a good idea.
If I hadn't just stumbled across, I would have never known about the station.
Well, I understand, and what I would like to do is have the funds to be able to put up when we purchase outright radio stations. We have a big block of time on there. I'd like to go in with the radio stations and do billboards to bring those people to the well so they can drink deeply and find out what the heck's going on. I agree with you.
I've listened to talk radio for a number of years now, and I've always gotten caught up in the Jeff Wards and that fellow out and what's his name?
Yeah.
I
even called into Jeff Wards' program one day to ask him, why are you even on the air? What a monumental waste of 3 hours' time talking to a lot of people.
You know, and he even starts to talk about economics. He teaches it at the university, and I'm wondering, you know, sometimes on the way home I can't get you. It fades in and out, and so I'll flip over and I'll listen, and I'll go, what in the world are you guys talking about? Why are you talking about, you know, the cliche Britney Spears or whatever?
Wasted airtime. Travis, thanks for your call, my friend.
Thank
you very much. John in Illinois, we got about 30 seconds.
Hi, John. The reason I'm calling in is just to let you know that you said earlier that sometimes you feel bad because you're ranting and maybe yelling at us, but I think it's good for us. Sometimes we need a kick in the butt. Sometimes we get complacent, and I do appreciate your energy and everything that you do, and you've inspired me too. And every day I go out there, try to talk to people when I go to the bar, when I just sit outside, you know, talking to people, whatever, try to get them on conversation. So
keep walking and keep talking.
We appreciate even when you do yell at us and you know, get a little emotional sometimes.
All right, John, thank you very much. Folks, Robbie Noel's up next. I thank you for your participation in this program. I hope that there's some things that you'll consider. Call us 800-724-2719 in case you want to make a donation.